A great, I think it's right before they go back to the bar where Kirk checks in with Bones and he sees that the tribbles have multiplied.
Oh, right.
And they're so they're like, oh, well, they obviously sexually reproduce somehow, right?
Well, are you talking, this is the scene with him and Bones?
Yeah. Where, well, there's like a tray of tribbles under a cloche kind of a thing.
Yeah, because Uhura's like, well, look at that. There was one, and now 20 minutes later, there's 11 of them.
Well, Jim, that's because they ain't nothing but mammals, and they do it like they do on the Discovery Channel.
You know, Jim Boy, I gotta tell you, a lap dance is always better when the stripper's crying, Jim Boy.
That's the only other Bloodhound Gang song I remember, even at all, for being 13.
The roof is on fire, Jim Boy.
Sweat, baby, sweat, baby. Oh, you know, that motherfucking Falco and shit.
I guess I know more about the Bloodhound Gang than I'm leading on.
Oh, you know what, Jim Boy? I think I'll maybe switch over to Alien Ant Farm. How about that? Annie, are you okay? Are you okay? Are you okay, Annie?
All right, let's have a moment of honesty on We Hate Movies.
Of course.
How many of you, and myself included in this, the answer is yes for me, owned that Bloodhound Gang CD?
I owned one. I don't know, because there were a couple. There were like three.
Yeah, I mean, I had that one.
I did not, but my friends played it nonstop. And I would totally own up to the fact of owning it, but like, gotcha. I know a lot about it because, and I was never super into it, but it was just always on.
I forget, they did some ode to a porn star.
Chasey Lane. I don't know why. Oh, I know. I swear to God, I didn't have it. But all of this stuff is in my, like, I couldn't tell you what I did last week, but I know so much about the fucking Bloodhound Gang.
I never bought any of the albums, but honestly, when those music videos came on, I was smiling.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I mean, well, there was the other thing. We were inundated with the Bloodhound Gang. Kevin, I don't know if you had come on the multiplex scene at the time yet, but when the first Scary Movie came out, the closing credits of that movie have a Bloodhound Gang song, a Great White Hype or Great White Hope, whatever it is.
I think that was right because I came around when the Grinch, Ron Howard Grinch.
Oh, okay.
So right
after this, yes. But like you had to like sweep the theater. You're like sweeping up popcorn, like picking up sodas and shit.
Oh yeah.
And just this fucking Bloodhound Gang song, like, so you'd hear it, you know, six times a day.
Yeah.
It was truly terrible.
And that's the thing. They just get in your head and they don't go away. It's the problem.
Jim Boy, they were also on the Fahrenheit 9/11 soundtrack. And they showed footage of the Iraq war and they would say, we don't need no water. Let the motherfucker burn.
Hey, Jim Boy, isn't it weird that we still have the Iraq war even though all of this is over with? It's so bizarre. America is basically part of the Federation, Jim Boy. But for some reason, America and Iraq are still at war. Everything else revolves around a one-world government based out of San Francisco.
I think
except the Iraq war. That's still America's problem.
I think it has something to do with some decrees handed down by Emperor Baron Trump III.
Oh, Jesus, I want to die. Here's the thing, by the way, speaking of our beloved Dr. Bones McCoy, when you, as a doctor, responsible for the ship's health and whatnot, walk in and you see that this creature has turned from 1 to 11 in a matter of minutes.
Yes.
It's reproduced that fast. You know what? It's time to just burn it.
Put it in a blender.
Just quarantine it. Be like, well, you know, I'd like to run even one test on this foreign body that's invading our spaceship, if you don't mind.
Like, I appreciate that he takes the initiative to, like, examine one of them. But you're right. You got to take get the cardboard box with all the tribble litter.
All right, Tribby, turn your head and cough.
I'm giving a tribble a physical.
First things first, you get to fucking facilities and you ask them for all the fucking huge, like, black garbage bag they got. And you just start throwing these things in there. Because I don't see any piss and shit coming. Actually, now that I think about it.
That's, the excretion's a great question.
I think they're just sweating it all out.
sweating it all out.
All the whatever they take in, well, I think I they're just sweating it out.
That's a good point, Chris, because you know at its heart, sweat is just skin piss.
Yes, it is. This is true. This is true. Eric is talking about the truth.
Yeah, and then like maybe it's a little thick one day, and that's your skin shit.
Yeah, you don't know. It's space.
Like a film.
They could be shitting out their skin.
Like, you know, we don't see them. Like, maybe there's like a low tide for Tribbles. Like, in the morning, they're like all wet and sticky.
Oh, God. Oh, man. You know what? Stop ruining these little cute creatures. I love, there's a great little production design moment here with the soundscape, because he keeps, every time someone comes in to murder him, he does the like, you know, computer freeze program. And he says to the computer at one point, he's like, he wants more ambience and less substance. And when the computer continues again, you realize that every time he pauses it, I never noticed this before, when he pauses the program, all of the city sounds outside of Dixon Hill's office freeze.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
And then when the program kicks back in, you hear all like car horns and like a train going by. It's such a nice little touch that I never noticed
before. That
is cool.
Computer, freeze program, God mode on.
Yeah, oh, definitely, dude. Get me that Tommy gun, a computer, Grand Central Station, 1941.
Could you give me a gun that can shoot a nuclear bomb?
Yes, and make it rush hour. Hi, body count.
I'm going to get 5 stars on Hologram Theft Auto.
Abso-fucking-lutely, man. You know what I mean? You have a stressful day at work. You get to murder people.
Yeah, I'll be running people over in the 20th century.
Yeah, speaking of your fucking fun pop offices from the last episode.
Load Duke Nukem Protocol.
Program Doom Eternal.
Yeah.
Okay, computer, run Street Fighter 2. Get me the Ken Gi, please.
Oh. Going to beat up this car now.
Oh, it's nice and airy down there. Oh. Like jumping up and down like this. Oh, yeah,
computer, disable Blanca's electricity, please. He keeps going in the corner and doing that. That's cheesy, man. That's cheesy.
Don't be cheap. Don't be cheap.
Stop swiping my leg.
Also, make sure that that E-Honda doesn't keep on doing that fist thing. It's just impenetrable.
I'm not jumping over it, E-Honda.
If you like what you just heard and want to listen to the full episode, go to patreon.com/wehatemovies for all sorts of exclusive Patreon content. You get a unique RSS feed you could put into any podcatcher or podcast app of your choice.